Good day. I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Wednesday, November 23. Coming up, government taking steps to upgrade air traffic navigation systems. MOU signed for the handing over of suspects by members of the clergy, and government launches Youth Advisory Council. The details after this message. I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
Now the news. The government has launched the country's first ever Youth Advisory Council of Jamaica. The council will help to facilitate dialogue between young people and government ministries, departments, and agencies. The overall goal is to ensure that the perspective of Jamaica's youth is adequately represented in areas of governance. The council comprises 16 young people who will serve for the 2016 to 2018 period. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the council will provide an excellent training ground for youth to understand the process by which government decisions are made and changes effected in Jamaica.
This is about helping you to participate in a full way in the decision-making process, but not to give you a utopian view of decision-making. The reality of decision-making is that there is a cut and thrust, there is a debate, an argument, there is strategy, techniques, skills that are critical to the decision-making process.
For the period 2016 to 2017, the focus will be on the achievement of objectives in relation to the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information and its departments and agencies. The Ministry of National Security, Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches have signed a five-year Memorandum of Understanding outlining the church and the religious community's role in the fight against crime. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the protocols govern the surrender of suspects, wanted persons or persons of interest, and the handling of illegal firearms and contraband to be handed over to the police.
So in signing off on this MOU, the church is again breaking new ground, turning another page in the history of our nation. The church has been described as a sleeping giant, but today the church is stirring from its slumber. Today, the power of the church is being demonstrated in a very practical way.
Minister Montague was speaking at the signing ceremony at the headquarters of the ministry on Tuesday. He says discussions are underway with members of the Lay Magistrates Association to develop a standard operating procedures document. The Child Development Agency, CDA, has begun creating profiles for more than 50 state facilities across the island to better identify the needs that exist. The information to become available through the CDA's Public Relations Office will include the history, specific needs, and daily operations at the homes. Chief Executive Officer of the CDA, Rosalie Gage Gray, says the profiles will help with rebranding and promotion while providing opportunities for sponsorship.
Probably don't have all the funds to effectively treat with the needs that the children have and for them to provide all the things that the children need. What we are doing, we are creating the profiles so that it can help with the public education and promotion of the home, so people know where they are. We want to go to the extent that if companies or individuals want to sponsor a home or adopt a home, then they can have a regular contribution.
Mrs. Gage Gray says organizations and individuals wishing to contribute to children's homes will soon be able to know their needs and the services they offer by looking at the profiles of the institutions. And the government is taking steps to upgrade the communications, navigation and surveillance CNS systems responsible for the delivery of safe and efficient air traffic management in and around the country. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry says the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, is undertaking the $4.92 billion upgrading project expected to be completed by October next year. Mr. Henry's remarks were delivered by Chairman of the JCAA, Philip Henriquez, at the recent opening of a new air traffic control tower, ATC, at the Norman Manley International Airport.
This new air traffic control tower is a symbol of modernity and the evolution of Jamaica as a powerhouse in the aerospace industry.
The new tower will be commissioned sometime next month following a successful pre-commissioning quality assurance inspection. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.